Thank you and good morning. The next meeting of the Measure Z Advisory Committee is scheduled for Thursday, August 20th, to discuss additional projects that could be funded with the sales tax measure revenue. On Monday, the county released an updated list of where Measure Z funding will be spent over the next fiscal year, with more than $3 million for the sheriff's office. Sheriff Mike Downey recently promoted two deputies to sergeants, and there are currently five deputies in training, and three more are expected to be hired by the end of the month. The district attorney's office will get just over $1 million to hire 11 new employees, and both the Eureka and Fortuna police departments will get money to hire new officers. Other allocations will go to Hoopa Ambulance Service, county and city code enforcement, as well as county public works for maintenance and cleanup projects. Wildfires remain a concern across the region, with more than 100,000 acres scorched on private, state, and federal lands over the past 8 weeks. The Humboldt complex of fires, started by lightning in July and burning near Blocksburg, has scorched more than 4,800 acres, and more than 1,700 personnel have been assigned to that complex. Hundreds of pieces of heavy equipment, fire engines, and water tenders are on scene, as are 11 helicopters, as firefighters work to contain the blazes. Current containment stands at 55%, and full containment of the Humboldt complex is expected within the next 2 weeks. 11 people have been injured battling those fires. The other fires burning in our region are on United States forest lands, and they have scorched more than 80,000 acres and forced evacuations for residents in Trinity County. The river complex burning near Denny has burned more than 21,000 acres and affected residents in the area, as well as smoke from the fires is also affecting communities to the west. The complex stands at 12% containment. The south complex is burning in the Shasta Trinity National Forest near Higham Palm and south of Highway 299. The fire has burned more than 15,000 acres and stands at 15% containment. Smoke from that fire has affected neighboring communities as well and led to poor air quality in the region. Another fire burning near Higham Palm, the Root Fire, has burned more than 25,000 acres in the Six Rivers National Forest, and more than 600 personnel are on scene. High winds, heavy fuel loads, and high temperatures have made life difficult for fire crews across the region. The Mad River complex of fires is burning near and around Ruth Lake and has scorched more than 20,000 acres and stands at 40% containment. Hundreds of personnel are battling the fires in steep, rugged terrain, and the fires and others nearby have forced the closure of Highway 36 at the Trinity County line. Residents on Swayback Ridge remain under evacuation advisory. To the north, the Gaskee complex of fires in Del Norte County has burned about 2,300 acres and more than 400 personnel have been assigned. The complex stands at 20% containment and fire officials have met with local residents about fire activity and suppression efforts. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With wildfires burning across the region, it only highlights the importance of fire service to the remote areas of the county. The passage of Measure Z was predicated on the revenue going to public safety operations, and that includes volunteer fire departments in Humboldt County. Supervisor Mark Lovelace said the board and the Measure Z committee recognized the importance of local fire service, and the county was able to
provide a level of funding sufficient to fund every single thing on their list. There was not one item on their list that we didn't fund. We, through discussion with them, were able to determine that we could meet all those requests for less money, because if you're buying 200 of an item, you're probably going to get a better deal than if you buy one.
Volunteer fire departments across the country are known as bake sale departments because that sort of fundraising is a staple in ensuring the small departments have resources to provide service. Measure Z funding will allow local departments to upgrade equipment across the board.
Turnouts for their guys out there in the field, all the equipment they were asking for, breathing apparatus, all of that. We, you know, ended up giving them even far above what was originally in discussion and made sure that they could get every single item on their list. So I think that we did well by our fire departments and showed our recognition that this is a critical part of our public safety.
Supervisor Lovelace appeared on this morning's talk shop, and you can hear his entire interview by visiting our webpage at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.